Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Happy Moment. My name is Dan, and I'm glad to have you with me today. I've got a little book review for you, and then after that, I have some exciting news to share. So let's get right into the review. This is for Blood Bank, a collection of dark fiction stories from 14 different authors. After reading this book, the one thing that stands out the most to me is the quality. Normally, when I read an anthology, there's a mixture of good stories and stories I don't really care for. That is definitely not the case here. I may like some of the stories more than others, but I can honestly say I enjoyed every one of them. From the moment Joe Kaplan kicks things off with the creepy tale Clown Doll, where a couple have their night interrupted by a strange laughing doll, to the end of the book with Patrick Frevald's gory story about revenge, an indigenous creature, and the boy who must stop it, a better hate. It's nothing but one entertaining story after another. In between those two fun stories, Rena Mason takes us back to the days of gold prospectors, where a former Civil War soldier may have bitten off more than he can chew with the purchase of a new mine in Fool's Blood. If you like your stories with a healthy dose of humor, then Neil Gaiman and Jeff Strand are here for you. In Gaiman's, we can get them for you wholesale. One man's search for vengeance quickly spirals out of control, while in Strand's First Date, a serial killer out on a lunch date may have met his perfect match. Keelan Patrick Burke gives us a glimpse of otherworldly things in Door Watch, where an elderly man must keep an eye on a mysterious door at all times, or else. From there, things get very dark in Christopher Triana's Pictures of a Princess. A man takes his family on vacation to Fairy Tale Land, where his daughter has the opportunity to meet her favorite princess, and his. Jeremy Robert Johnson introduces us to a poor fellow who is being detained and questioned by scientists as they try to learn about a strange new disease and laws of virulence. In Cursed Objects, Mono Cabani shows us how easy it is for a couple of high school girls to make a person simply disappear. Joseph Sale teaches us a very important lesson in The Stone. Stay away from strange glowing objects that are being guarded by a giant toad, and especially don't blow into it. Every Breath is a Choice is Max Booth III's chilling story about a father who seeks revenge against the man who took everything and ruined his life. In They Say the Sky is Full of Snake Wolves, Lucy Leitner shows us the dangerous power of manipulation and gives us a look at a woman trapped in an abusive relationship. She must choose between the monsters she knows or take a chance on the monsters she doesn't know. Jay Wilburn provides a heart-wrenching story of a father who blames himself for the disappearance of his son in The End of Time on Rosewild Lane. Then, Livia Llewellyn takes us on a wild ride with a girl who's being forced to go on vacation to a highly unusual island with her former friend in New Fox Smell. I don't think I can pick a favorite. I really enjoyed each of these stories, and other than the quality, another thing that stands out to me is the variety. There's monsters, there's comedy, cosmic horror, psychological horror, supernatural horror, and a little bit of gore for good measure. No two stories are alike. Each story brings something fresh to the table, and the stories are all 15 pages or less, making this book easy to breeze through. While it's too difficult to pick a favorite, I can say that the stories that have stuck in my mind the most so far are Pictures of a Princess for its darkness, The Stone for its strangeness, and First Date for its humor. But who knows, next week after I've thought about it some more, that could change as well. The bottom line is, if you're looking for dark fiction, definitely check out this collection. By the way, are you planning on donating blood anytime soon? If so, make sure you take a picture. The publisher of Blood Bank, Bloodbound Books, will give you a free digital copy of one of their books when you donate blood. You can check out www.bloodboundbooks.com for more details, and also read about how they're helping to bring books into classrooms. Very cool. But that's not all either. They'll be donating a portion of the proceeds from this anthology to Read Better, Be Better and Hagar's House. Read Better, Be Better's mission is to connect young readers and youth leaders to inspire a love of literacy and learning, while Hagar's House serves as a sanctuary for women and children in New Orleans and helps them transition into sustainable housing. This episode is coming to a close, but I did promise you some big news, and that is, later this month, I will be conducting an interview with an author for a future episode. I won't say who it is quite yet, but I'll drop a hint and tell you that it's one of the authors from this anthology. Very excited for that. If you have any guesses, you can stop by my Twitter page at A Happy Moment Pod and let me know. I'd also love to hear your thoughts on this episode or any of the others. That's all for now. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Bye.